This is Living by Faith with Pastor Kevin S. Rogers. This teaching is designed to build the believer in their walk with God and gain knowledge of God's Word. Prepare your heart to receive revelation knowledge by this powerful teaching.
Tuesday was kind of raw there, but that's fine. That's fine because you need to know the truth. All right? Sometimes we don't understand the spiritual repercussion of things. All right, 1 John 5. Look at verse 4. For whosoever is born of God overcome the world, and this is the victory that overcome the world, even our faith. Who is he that overcome the world? But he that believed that Jesus is the Son of God. All right. So he said, whatsoever born of God overcometh the world. Now, one of the things we talked about was that you and I are created for an unlimited life, a life without limits and a life without boundaries. So one of the things we've been dealing with was consecration, because this is the key to receiving revelation from God. This is the key to receiving revelation knowledge from God. Revelation knowledge is nothing but advanced knowledge directly from God to you. It's kind of like when you said, ooh, the light came on. So that's considered revelation. Consecration is this right here. We talked about this. The definition we gave was the process of making or becoming holy, set apart. Okay? Now, remember I showed you that God see you and I, he see us so valuable that he have to set us apart. God see you and I so valuable, he set us apart. So a lot of times, the reason why people do things, they don't see themselves as being valuable. But God see you and I as being valuable. Amen. All right? And so no matter what the mistakes are, he see us as being valuable. And so the enemy, what he'll do, he'll try and defeat us with lack of knowledge. Habakkuk 4 and 6 say this right here, my people are destroyed for lack of knowledge. Lack of knowledge. So if I keep you ignorant, glory to God. Habakkuk, is that Hosea 4 and 6, I think?
Yeah.
Hosea 4 and 6. Put that up real quick. Now watch this, because what happened is, a lot of times, my people are destroyed for lack of knowledge because they have rejected knowledge. And the only reason why people reject knowledge a lot of time is because it's taking them into a territory or a zone they've never been before. And so they reject knowledge. And they want to move forward, but when you don't have the knowledge to move forward, you cannot move forward without the knowledge. It's kind of like when you're in school. If you don't complete the curriculum for that particular grade, I don't know what they're doing these days. They're probably just pushing anybody up. But for the most part, this is what they're supposed to do. If you don't complete the full curriculum and test out for a particular grade, they have the authority to hold you back.
That's right.
And it's because you have not mastered that knowledge for that grade.
That's right.
Now, the same way, folks, in the kingdom of God, or the same way in spiritual things, the enemy, what he does, he try and conceal knowledge from you because he understand unless you have knowledge of something, you can't master it.
Amen.
Unless you have knowledge of something, you can't beat it.
Amen.
Unless you have knowledge of something, you can't defeat it. There's a reason why in the military they have what they call cavalry scouts and they have reconnaissance for observers. Why? Because they are trying to get advanced knowledge on the enemy to devise a plan to defeat them. If they do not, they send drones now, but if they do not have that advanced knowledge, there's no way they can defeat them and they're going in blind. All right? So this is what the enemy trick. He want to keep you so void of knowledge that he wants you to try and defeat him blind.
Amen.
And my people are destroyed for lack of knowledge. All right. Now watch this. Glory to God. So I showed you that consecration opened the door to revelation knowledge, which is the fountain strength for faith. It's the fountain strength for faith. Without faith, it is impossible to please God. But the fountain strength for faith is consecration, or, you know, consecration opened the door to revelation. What revelation is the fountain strength of faith. So without being consecrated or set aside or set apart, revelation cannot be open to you. Therefore, your faith will be small. You know, now your strength will be small, or you can't release your faith because your faith have not been, won't be fully developed. Faith cannot be developed without advanced knowledge or revelation of the word. Let's go to Proverbs 1. Let's go to Proverbs 1 because we talked about this last Sunday. And so, and some things we talked about on Tuesday. I'm going to kind of put it together here. Okay. Proverbs 1. And I want you to look at verse 23. Proverbs 1, verse 23. Proverbs 1, verse 23. Okay. Turn you at my reproof. Behold, I will pour out my spirit unto you, and I will make known my words unto you. Now look at this. Turn you at my reproof. Remember, reproof here means to convict, to rebuke, to reprove, or we can say correct. Turn you at my reproof. Okay? So now, when a person, remember I told you, most people confuse conviction and condemnation. Most people confuse those two, all right? Now, conviction can only come through the Holy Spirit. Conviction can only come through the Holy Spirit. Condemnation comes. Now, the Holy Spirit convicts, he do it in love, all right? He convicts, he do it in love. Condemnation come through judgment to destroy your inner strength. All right. So when a person, so what happened a lot of time, a person, they take a convicted word instead of making a change and turn at the correction. Remember, turn at reproof. Instead of turn at correction, they take it and get condemned. All right. It depends on how you receive it. They take it and get condemned. And when condemnation get in place, pride usually get in place to try and protect a person's own way of doing things. Now, let me just stay right here for a minute. So now, when condemnation get in place of a person, pride usually get in place. And what happened is that person will try and they'll take that pride and try and protect their own way of doing things when God is clearly telling them to turn. You get what I'm saying? So a person, instead of taking the word as being conviction to make the necessary adjustments and correction, they take the word as in being. Now, this happens when a person get into the emotions too deep and they have self-condemnation of themselves. All right. They've been put down all their life. So now when conviction come in love, they can't discern the two. So they take it as condemnation. And condemnation is really conviction without the Holy Ghost. It's judgment. And so what happened is, it's not the person who's saying it judging them. It's them judging themselves. Instead of being allowing the conviction to work the correction, they judge themselves and they say, see, you judging me. And no, it's really they judging themselves and they trying to protect their own way of doing things by pride. So, Lord Jesus, I'm trying to show you something here. So now we see here, it is pride that clearly telling them, don't turn. Don't turn. All right? And so now, the two things I showed you, the two blessings that come out of turning at God's reproof or his correction, is he'll pour out his spirit on you and I, and then he will make known his words unto us. Now, to make known his words here, he will reveal what the words really mean, because God has secrets and God don't share his secrets with everybody. Lord, have mercy. Let me just, I don't care if you say you're a believer. He don't share his secrets with everybody. All right. Now, watch this. In Psalms 25, let me, I want to make a statement here. Let me see. God told me something here. Which one is it? This ain't it here. Just said no. I want to make a statement here. When a person is in pride, they will try to measure their own spiritual growth and will not take correction. And they'll try and measure their own spiritual growth, therefore putting themselves up above something that they're not. All right? It's kind of like a person in the fourth grade telling their teacher, "You need to pass me to the seventh grade when you have not mastered the fourth grade material." Every person needs someone to measure their growth. If not, you're falling condemnation, you're falling pride. You know, I have a pastor, he measured my growth. I have a pastor that measured my growth. I submit to him. I have covenant brothers. We help each other. And some of them are more developed than me, and that's fine. But we measure each other in different areas. But when you're not open to the measurement, it usually disguises, it's usually pride holding something in you. Now, let me keep going here, because those two things, God said, "I'm going to make known my words unto you." He does not give secrets to everybody. God does not release his secrets to everybody. Oh, glory to God. Psalm 25. All right. And put up verse 14. Psalm 25, verse 14. "The secret of the Lord is with them that fear him, and he will show them his covenant." Watch this. Put in the Amplified version. The secret of the sweet, satisfying companionship of the Lord have they who fear, reverence, and worship him. And he will show them his covenant and reveal to them its deep inner meanings. Its deep inner meaning. Now, in John 7, he say this right here. John 7, verse 17. Glory to God. If any man will do his will, that's operating the word, he shall know of the doctrine, whether it be of God or whether I speak of myself. Now look at this, because what happened is that when you don't understand the inner meaning of the covenant or the secrets of God, you operate through your own wits. You operate through your own limited knowledge, your own limited understanding. He said, "Lean not unto your own understanding. In all thy ways acknowledge him, and he shall," what? "Direct your path." But if you are trying to operate up under your own limited understanding, see, you got to understand there's somebody that always knows more than you. Amen. And when you don't think so, what happened is you are not teachable. Amen. Glory to God.
Glory to God.
Now I'm telling you this, you know, because God have put an order in place in the kingdom. Amen. You know, he said he have set the pastor, the teacher, the prophet, the evangelist, the apostle, and so he can perfect the working of the ministry. So, you know, he gives some to the man of God that he don't give everybody else, but he want the man of God to give it to him. That's the secrets, amen? That's some of the secrets. Now, that's how he set the system up. I didn't set it up. Glory to God. So he set that up, and that's just how he did it. I didn't do it. So now watch this, because what happened is the foundation of your destiny in the kingdom of God is built through sanctification and holiness, or holiness. Now, this is what I want to pick up on, because a lot of time you have churches, they're afraid to teach on holiness because they say, well, people are going to get condemned. This ain't got nothing to do with condemnation. They have nothing to do with the law. It have everything to do with freedom. True freedom. True freedom is only through holiness. True freedom is only through holiness or sanctification. You cannot walk in true freedom until you have allow God to set you apart. You sanctify who you are, or sanctify yourself with the word. Remember I showed you? Sanctification is a work of that person. Now, righteousness is different, because righteousness is the nature of God that imparted in you and I when we got born again. But holiness is the conduct that we have. The conduct and how we conduct ourselves as citizen of the kingdom of God. So holiness is something you have to work on with the word.
Absolutely.
Holiness is something you and I have to work on with the word. Not true holiness now. I'm not talking about that other thing. I'm talking about true holiness. See, any foundation that is built, folks, it must be able to stand under the pressure of weight. And so when you're trying to build a foundation with that holiness, it is a faulty foundation. And so when a level of pressure come, and when temptation come and all that stuff come, you'll falter under the weight because you have not put the true foundation in place, which is built on righteousness and holiness.
Amen.
Glory to God. Now watch this, all right? Because holiness is not nothing to condemn you, but holiness is designed to bring the real you out of you.
Yeah.
The real you out of
Amen.
You. Glory to God.
Yeah.
All right? So now what we see is that if you don't watch it, you'll begin to be one person one day, or one person at night and another person in the daytime.
Amen.
Why? You're trying to disguise holiness.
Right.
Holiness in the day, but unholy at night.
Right.
But I'm showing you what happened
Amen.
With that. Remember I told you what happened? There are some spiritual things that begin
right.
to happen.
Yeah.
And so what happened is when you begin to do that, you begin to build a faulty foundation. So when pressure come on you, the whole foundation will fall apart and you'll buck up on the temptation.
Amen.
All right, let's just keep going now.
Amen.
Now let's go to 2 Timothy 2. 2 Timothy 2. Now, you make sure you sit there and you get this
Amen.
Nourishment. Glory
Amen.
To God.
And
you know, you don't be running out on this stuff.
Absolutely.
You get there and you take it. You take it like a man. You take it like a woman. Glory
Amen.
To God.
Amen.
All right. Now watch this, because the devil have made the church afraid to teach on holiness, making it think it is some bad thing. No, it's not nothing bad. It's a place where power exerts out of a person. It's a place of power, glory to God. When there's no holiness in place, there's no power in place.
Glory to God.
Now watch this, all right? Look at 2 Timothy 2. I mean, they have made everything to be ashamed that is pure in this world. This world has tried to make everything, they trying to make it a shame to be ashamed. It may have people ashamed to be a virgin.
Amen.
Make it seem like that person is missing out on everything. making a shame that a person never drank. Making them miss out on it. All of that is a deception from the devil.
Amen.
And I'm telling you, folks, you can raise your kids in a place of holiness
Amen.
And tell them they can be pure.
Amen.
Somebody got to teach this, glory to God.
Amen.
I told you, I teach faith, but I also teach holiness. Because holiness, if it's not in place, faith ain't going to work. You're going to be frustrated all the days of your life. All the days of your life.
Amen.
Glory to God.
Now,
you watch this, because I showed you on Tuesday what happened is when a person, oh, Lord, I ain't even trying to go into that. Get the CD.
Amen.
I'm not even trying to go into that. That's too much. That'll take me all around the corner. Mm-mm. 2 Timothy 2, all right, verse 19. Nevertheless, the foundation of God standeth sure, having this seal, the Lord know them that are his. And let everyone that named the name of Christ depart from iniquity. Give it up. Somebody said, give it up.
Give it up.
But look at this. Mm-hmm. But in a great house, there are not only vessels of gold and silver. They say a great house, a great house. Watch this. Okay. But are also of wood and of earth, and some to honor and some to dishonor. If a man therefore purge himself, so do you see the responsibility of that? All right. It is your responsibility to purge. Now, purge here means the removal of, the cleanse, to purify, to wash, to absolve. You probably seen that movie called The Purge. What are they doing? Removing folks, aren't they? I seen previews of it. I didn't see the movie. But they removing folks, aren't they? Yeah, it's a removal of things. And I can guarantee I know what it's about. It probably the one percenters, the wealthy people, they probably say they're gonna open up, they made a law to open up a night of purging so that all the people who are, they call them the free eaters, kill each other so they can cause the population to begin to get smaller. That's what it was probably about. I never seen the movie, but I can imagine that's what that's about in a way. I can imagine that. Because that's something that happens. That's something that probably going on for real. Why don't you think in the ghetto they don't put a lot of cops there? Because they're going to say, I'm just going to let them take care of themselves. It's going on right now. It's going on right now. What they said over a weekend in Chicago, 27 kids died. Just let them purge themselves. Let people think they're getting over in the system. They eventually just die out. So that's what the enemy do for his purging. Amen. But let's deal with this purging inwardly. Amen. Okay? So, folks, the devil hates you. He can't stand you. He don't care if you blow your brains out. He wants you to go that route. Well, he's saying a great house, there's not only vessels of gold and of silver, but also of wood and of earth, and some to honor and some to dishonor. But watch this. If any man therefore purge himself from these, he shall be a vessel unto honor and sanctified and meet for the master use and prepared unto every good work. So now we're seeing here that now God only used those vessels that sanctified. Now let me explain what I mean about that. The power of God can only flow to the fullness through a person. Amen. Who have sanctified that vessel. Amen. Okay. I heard that. Well, why do it seem like some preachers per se who doing stuff and they seems like they are getting ahead. I'm hearing this from somebody. And it seemed like they're continuing to prosper. All right? Now, I want to make something clear to you. Sanctification ain't just for the preacher, for everybody who is a believer. Amen. All right? But I'm just hearing this question that somebody formulated in their thinking here. What about the preachers who is doing things and it seems, and they'll get behind the pulpit and teach, they sleeping with everybody in the church, they doing all that stuff, but yet they still prospering. They still prospering. And not only that, people still getting healed under them. Let me show you something. Can I show you something? Let's go to Isaiah real quick. I think I want that in Isaiah. Give me 1 second here. Jesus is Lord, folks. All right. Mm-hmm. I think this is what I want. Matthew 11. Let's see what's going on. Why are they doing these things? And it seems like they prospering, pastors. It seems like people still getting healed under them. They living in a kind of way. I heard that. I'm going to show you. Because it's something you don't understand. All right. We're going to read Isaiah 61. But I want to read something Jesus said, which he quoted Isaiah 61 in Luke 4, verse 18. Let me tell you the reason why it seems like people still can get healed. And a person, you're like, man, they ain't sanctified, though. Mm-hmm. Well, watch this. The Spirit of the Lord is upon me because he had anointed me to preach the gospel to who? The poor. He has sent me to heal the who? Broken heart. To preach deliverance to the who? Captives. And recovering the sight of the blind and set at liberty them that are bruised. You notice it's talking about everybody else, right? Because the anointing that's on the pastor is not for him, it's for the people.
Amen, Pastor.
God will deal with him. And he going to either come up short and not make it in the kingdom, or he going to, something would happen if he don't get it right. All right. So you can operate to a degree, but even though the power is exerted to others, it won't come for you. You shall know them by their fruit. And the fruit is really not how many people they have, how many people got healed. The fruit is something, the fruit, what they're releasing out of them, really, in their own lives. All right? So now, that's why he said, let every man work out his own salvation with fear and trembling, lest he stumble and fall. So wait. It's not your responsibility to work out somebody else's salvation.
Amen.
You got to work out your salvation.
Amen.
See, that take the judging out of it, too.
Yes.
All right. Now, let's just keep going here. All right. Let's keep going here. So now we see here that he said in 2 Timothy 19, let's go back to verse 21. If a man therefore purge himself from these, he shall be a vessel unto honor, sanctified, and meet for the master use. Meet for the master use. The full use of the master. The full use of the master. When a person is walking in sanctification, that person have came to the place and used the word to purge their conscience. They don't sleep worried. Because what they have done that night. Lord have mercy, let me. Why is he telling us to purge ourselves? All right? For one, without purging yourself with the word now, okay? You will end up building a false or a faulty foundation. Can I take you somewhere? Go to Mark 7 real quick. I'm keep hearing what God's telling me now. Holiness is not wrong. Holiness is not wrong. Because if that peace is not in place, power can't be exerted in your personal life either. Things will fall apart. Only a matter of time. Okay, good, I got time. Look at Mark 7, and I want you to look at verse 20. And he said, that which come out of the man, that defile the man. So what kind of a person that need to purge themselves of? For from within, out of the heart of men, proceed evil thoughts, adultery, fornication, murders, thefts, covetousness, wickedness, deceit, lasciviousness, an evil eye, blasphemy, pride, and I'm going to get on that pride in a minute. Go.
This concludes our teaching. Thank you for supporting Kevin Rogers Ministries. To order books, CDs, DVDs, MP3, and MP4, call us at 1-888-444-2780 or visit us online at kevinrogersministries.org. If you are ever in the Pacific Northwest area, we would love for you to join us at City of Faith Christian Center. Visit our website for service times, location, and for upcoming events at cityoffaithcc.org. Thank you for listening, and keep living by faith.